The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
The Barracuda managed to dig their way out of a two-goal deficit, but a giveaway in the third period turns out to be the difference as the Abbotsford Canucks make it five straight wins. They are 5-0 on this six-game homestand that'll close out tomorrow. The Barracuda's point streak ends at three games. They are now 2-1 against the Canucks in three games, but Abbotsford finds a way with a goal from Niels Ohman late in the third period. And they hold on for the victory. Final shots in this one. The Barracuda end up out shooting the Canucks 36-31. It was a game played a lot during special teams. Barracuda go 1-for-6 on the power play. Canucks go 1-for-5. But again, a giveaway at the defensive blue line turns out to be the difference at 14-32 as Niels Ohman puts home a Sammy Blais shot that caromed off of the post. And the Canucks end up holding on for the 3-2 win. Barracuda outshot Abbotsford in the final period by a count of 8-6. Let's recap this one. I really liked a lot of what San Jose did in the first period. In many respects, they carried the pace of play throughout the opening 20 until the end. And San Jose kind of got tied up, in my mind, too much in the extracurriculars tonight. It was an emotional and physical game. But this is a Canuck team that statistically is one of the best in the league at drawing penalties, and we saw it firsthand. They play very hard. They're very physical. They're in your face, and they're going to get you to bite usually in retaliation. We saw the Barracuda take quite a few retaliation penalties tonight. They take three minors in the opening period, and the former Shark draft pick Linus Karlsson ends up breaking through at 17:46 for his 11th of the season. The Canucks were off and running late in the opening period. Off the draw, it's worked up high to the point. Canucks setting up as Brännström loads up and scores. Eric Brännström, a spinorama move, and then he beats Georgi Romanov short side under the glove hand. And that puck was tipped by Linus Karlsson. It will be his goal. So the former Shark draft pick is on the board, and the Canucks lead it 1-0. They've got their first goal on the power play against the Barracuda in 11 attempts. Canucks take a 1-0 lead on the Karlsson goal late in the opening period. So we go to the intermission with Abbotsford leading by a score of 1-0. In the second, they would add to their lead at 11:39. A similar play. This time, Tristan Nielsen shoots it on net, and Nathan Smith tips it through for Smith. Just like Karlsson, it extends his goal streak to three straight games, and the Canucks at the time had a 2-0 lead. The blue line, hands off right wing side, back down low for Nielsen, and he's muscled off the pill. Barracuda give it away, block shot as Wu took a bid, and getting in the shooting lane was Tristan Robbins. Now a shot, Nielsen tipped through, they score. Canucks take a 2-0 lead as the Barracuda could not get it out of their own end, and Nathan Smith is on the board. Smith tips it past Georgi Romanov, his sixth of the year at 11:39. The Barracuda would answer back a couple of minutes later, though, a real good individual effort from Anthony Vincent. Vincent was in the mix of what felt like all the extra stuff tonight, drawing penalties, took a couple of penalties, but he ends up cashing in his second goal in as many games. Jimmy Schultz slings it on net, and Nikita Tolopilo, who was outstanding tonight, coughs the puck back up, and Vincent gets inside positioning on the defender and puts it 5-hole to really settle the game down for San Jose at that point. It was teetering. You give up the next goal, you're down 3-0 on the road. That's pretty much a recipe for a loss. Instead, they get the goal and made things much more interesting because Vincent gets on the board to make it 2-1, and the Barracuda had life in the second period. Time of the goal, 13:34. Jimmy Schultz gets the assist. Long on the right side by Walker, but his angle cut off by Jimmy Schultz. Perfectly done from the veteran captain. Now Anthony Vincent working his way through center. Left side for Schultz. Shot on net. Tolopila the save. The rebound is fired home by Vincent, and the Barracuda are on the board. That hard work from Anthony Vincent, and he ends up getting rewarded. A simple play. Vincent got it to Schultz. Schultz puts it on net. Tolopilo coughs up the rebound, and Vincent puts it through his five hole. Great effort from Anthony Vincent. Goals in back-to-back games now after not scoring in 28 straight. And the Barracuda had some life, making it 2-1, Vincent's fifth of the year. So we go to the third with the Canucks leading 2-1. And we mentioned how many penalties were in this game that led to power plays, where the Barracuda were really struggling on the power play, but on their sixth opportunity, they would cash in. A Canuck during the power play sequence would get shaken up, leading to essentially a 5-on-3. And Luca Cagnoni, who had been a bit snake-bitten as of late, would take advantage and rip one past Tolopilo to get the Barracuda on the board and tie the score up at 2-2. Face off, it's one to the right side boards. And off the draw, injured Canuck, shake it up. Barracuda threatening, so play will continue. No call. Cagnoni shoots, scores! Luca Cagnoni rips it home, and we're tied at 2-2. With 11 minutes to go, the crowd cannot believe it as the boos rain down here at the Abbotsford Center. An injured Canuck, no penalty. Barracuda were still threatening, so play continues, and it's snapped home by Luca Cagnoni, who in the process snaps a 9-game scoreless drought. Big goal from Luca Cagnoni, his fifth on the power play this season. Ninth goal on the year. Justin Bailey and Lucas Carlson pick up the assist. Unfortunately, about 5.5 minutes later at 14:32, Cagnoni, who tied the score, unfortunately would give one back. A giveaway at the offensive blue. Canucks are working on net. A 3-on-1. Sammy Blais would rip it off the post, and Niels Oman would guide home the carom to give the Canucks a lead they would not give up. Away from the cage and just fired it wide of the goaltender. 5:35 to go in the third. Still tied at 2-2. Cagnoni tripped up at his own end. Turned the puck over. 3-on-1 for the Canucks. Off the post. They score off the carom. Canucks are back up by a goal. Unfortunate sequence for Cagnoni, who tied it up. He gives it away. Yeah, Luca Cagnoni, who tied the game up, unfortunately, is right at the heart of the giveaway. And the Canucks take advantage. They take a lead that they did not give up. They win it by a final score of 3-2. Canucks have won a season-high 5 straight. All 5 wins coming on home ice. They are now 12-7 here at the Abbotsford Center. 8-2 on home ice coming into tonight over the last 10. They continue to roll here at home. Their overall record, 19-15-1-1. They're up to 40 points, just 3 points behind the Barracuda. Cuda have dropped back-to-back games. Their record stands at 20-12-1-2. They stay pat at 43 points. Barracuda back at 500 on the road, 8-8-1-1. On visiting ice so far this season. These two teams will run it back tomorrow. That's a 4 o'clock puck drop. We'll have pregame coverage starting at 3:30 on the Sharks Audio Network, and you can watch on AHL TV on Flow Hockey. Cuda finished the game 1-for-6 on the power play. Canucks go 1-for-5 on the man advantage. Final shots 36-31 in favor of the Barracuda. Winning goaltender is Nikita Tolopilo. I thought he was Abbotsford's best player all night long. He has wins in 3 straight, does Tolopilo. He's now 1-1 against the Barracuda on the season. Lifetime record against San Jose stands at 6-1 in his career. Went 5-0 a year ago. Losing goaltender is Georgi Romanov, so Romanov's winning streak comes to an end at 3. His record on the season now stands at 9-6-1, while Tolopilo improves on the season to a record of 10-8-1 on the year for Tolopilo. It'll be interesting what the goalie matchup is tomorrow. I would expect to see Arturs Shilovs for the Abbotsford Canucks, and it could be Gabriel Carrier tomorrow for the Barracuda. He backed up tonight, or Aaron Dell, or it could be Georgi Romanov. Likely it's one of the other two goalies, though, after Romanov, who I thought played good tonight, no question about it, but second game of a back-to-back, likely they will change the goaltenders. Barracuda fall tonight. Unfortunately, they crawl their way out of a two-goal deficit, but then they give up a goal. And the Canucks, who I felt like got outplayed in the first period, they got to their game as the game continued. They were extremely physical, tenacious on the forecheck. They drew some penalties, clearly got under the Barracuda skin. And I think as San Jose reflects and kind of looks to tomorrow's game, that'll be a key to not get caught up in all that extracurriculars. I really felt like that pulled San Jose off its axis and really influenced the game. Special teams, a big factor tonight. There's no question. Let's go over our three stars. Number three star is Nathan Smith. Smith picked up his third goal in as many games, sixth of the season. It was the second goal of the game for the Abbotsford Canucks as the former Tucson Roadrunner finishes with a goal, a plus one rating, and two shots on net. Number two star is Nikita Tolopilo. For my money, he was the best player on the ice. Nils Åman ends up getting the number one star. Well deserved. 3 points for him. But Tolopilo was outstanding. I thought he made a lot of timely saves in this game. There were moments where the Barracuda really could have taken over, but Tolopilo was just outstanding. Ends up getting the number two star. Finishes with 34 stops. And Nils Åman is the number one star. 3 points. No surprise there. Goal and two assists for Åman, plus two rating, and just the one shot on net, it found the back of the net. He is the number one star. Game length tonight, 2 hours, 34 minutes, 4,879 sod here at the Abbotsford Center. We'll be back on the air again tomorrow. 3:30 is our pregame coverage on the Sharks Audio Network for a scheduled 4 o'clock puck drop. You can also watch on AHL TV on Flow Hockey. Look forward to bringing you tomorrow's broadcast. That does it for our coverage tonight. We'll remind you again of tonight's final score. Canucks 3 and the Barracuda 2. Until tomorrow, I'm Nick Nolenberger saying so long and good night from the Abbotsford Center in Abbotsford, B.C.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey. This broadcast has been a presentation of the San Jose Barracuda, proud AHL affiliate of the San Jose Sharks.